This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, you chose to be our mother in all things, and so made the foundation of your work most humbly and most pure in the Virgin's womb. God, the perfect wisdom of all, you arrayed yourself in this humble place. Christ, you came in our poor flesh to share a mother's care. Our mothers bear us for pain and for death. You, our true mother, bears us for joy and endless life. You, Christ, carried us within yourself in love and travail until the full time of your passion. And when all was completed and you had carried us so for joy, still all this could not satisfy the power of your wonderful love. All that we owe is redeemed in truly loving you, for your love works in us. You are the one whom we love. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Mother's Day. We hear in the gospel today, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. Now I know that if you have been quarantining in a small space, you would like that fulfilled right about now, to have a little more space. But there is some wisdom that we can gain from what Jesus says today, as always. There was wisdom in that opening prayer that I paraphrased from a feast day that we celebrated this past week, Dame Julian of Norwich. If you saw our prayer service where we talked about her this past week, she can rightly be considered the patron saint of those who are quarantined, having lived over half of her life in a single cell of a room, as she reflected on revelations given to her by God about God's divine love, and sharing that wisdom with those who came to her window throughout those years for counseling. Jesus talks about not letting our hearts be troubled. He would not have done this unless he knew that his disciples and also we would have a tendency toward troubled hearts along the way. And so he gives us this assurance. What Jesus' message is to us is to find the way that we can approach and live life with an untroubled heart. To put it in those famous words of Julian of Norwich, to live that all shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well. So how do we do that? Well, perhaps it is for us to live life the way our mothers would often say to a hurt child or a disappointed child, honey, it's all going to be okay. This is what Jesus is telling us today. And this feminine motherly side of God should really be nothing new to us, as we heard Julian express in that paraphrased opening prayer. Jesus himself talked about wanting to gather as a mother hen gathers her little ones under her wings. Back in the Old Testament, Psalm 131, as a child rests on its mother's knee, so I place my heart in your quiet care. Motherly love. Isaiah 66. I will extend peace to her like a river, the wealth of nations like an overflowing stream. You shall nurse and be carried on her arm, and you shall nestle in her lap. As a mother comfort her child, so will I comfort you. Later on in the 11th century, Anselm of Canterbury writes, Jesus, as a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us. It is this idea, as we celebrate Mother's Day, that I think gives us this way of looking to God in Jesus as that which will enable us to live with untroubled hearts. So for an illustration today, I wanted to go back to maybe phase two of what I talked about a few weeks ago. And remember when I talked about those exercise bands or using a towel and almost knocked over the furniture in the room? Well, our own Frankie Antoyan, who is a wonderful personal coach, sent me an email that gave me suggested exercises that I could do. And I thank Frankie for that. I've adapted them into my workout routine. But I wanted to get something that would enable me to do those pull-ups and those push-ups more regularly. And so I went online, as most of us are doing these days, and I found this that might look like an instrument of torture to you, but it actually is a very clever machine, because what you do is you go to the door, the doorway, and you rest this on the frame of the door. Now, when you have it rested on the frame of the door, then obviously you want to make sure everything is secure. But then, because of the way it's constructed on the other side, you can use this to do either these kinds of exercises or your own pull-ups like this. Now, the thing is, with something like this, you have to feel confident that that door frame is going to support all your weight. And I don't know about you, but I haven't gained the COVID-19, but I know there's a few more pounds there than were there before. But you have to have the ability to trust to put all of your whole weight there. Stephen, that we heard about. Stephen delivers the longest speech in the whole book of Acts prior to today's reading. When he faces threats of death, he gives that speech, but he doesn't defend himself. He defends his beliefs. He puts his whole weight in what he believes about Jesus. And he talks about faith in that speech, of the promises of God, even to the people of Israel in times gone by. To put our whole weight. There's a story that's told of John Wycliffe, who was one of the translators of the Bible. And he was in a particular country and working on this section of John's gospel. And he was trying to come up with a word in that language that would translate well for believe. And as he was doing this, one of the natives came into his office and just plopped down on a piece of furniture. And the discussion in the native language was that the native had just put his whole amount of weight on that piece of furniture. And a light bulb went off for him. That belief is putting the full force of all our weight in Jesus. This is what we are called to do. We hear this passage so often. How many funerals, how many different services. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yet how often we want to incorrectly use this passage to justify judgment upon those who are non-Christian believers. We need to remember the context of this reading. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Jesus is talking to us. Jesus is telling us, you who believe, you can't just put your partial weight on me. You need to plop down and believe totally and trust in me. These disciples were facing uncertainties ahead, and Jesus knew that they, just like we, would face times when their hearts would be troubled. So if you want to live with an untroubled heart, he says, it's like mommy saying, honey, everything's going to be okay as long as you put your trust totally in me. When we went back to that Lenten season some time ago, I used a phrase that one of my spiritual directors had used throughout the years. Trying is dying, but training is reigning. And the point of that statement was for us to live with untroubled hearts. Every moment of our lives along our spiritual journey, we have to look at it as training. Just like we continue to exercise to keep up our physical strength, so too these spiritual disciplines that are available to us and God's Word which is available to us are those things that we need to continue to train with so that when times like today's life come, we have the perseverance, we have the strength, we have the untroubled heart, knowing that God will never leave us to face our perils alone. One way of looking at this, I think, is with this perspective. Maybe everything that God has done for us on our spiritual journey until now was to prepare us for this time, that we might be able to lean on knowing that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, so that we know that we have that perfect motherly love of God that will never abandon us. I don't know if you were able to view, as we were at home, this wonderful celebration of the 90th birthday of a great American author of musicals by the name of Stephen Sondheim. And over the years, Bernadette Peters has been one of the constants in the musicals as a star in the different musicals he has produced and written. And each of those stars was given the opportunity to choose a song that they would want to sing on camera. And because of her status, especially in his musicals, she was given the opportunity to close out the show with a song of her choosing. She chose a song from Into the Woods. And when she finished singing it, she said, I chose this song because it is what we all need right now. It is not created or produced from a Christian perspective, but certainly the sentiment of the words of that song or what Jesus is telling us today, to have an untroubled heart. Mother cannot guide you. Now you're on your own, only me beside you. Still, you're not alone. No one is alone. Truly, no one is alone. You are not alone. God is on our side. We learned a lot last week about Jesus as our good shepherd, but remember, he also told us that he is the door. And with Jesus as our door, we can place every bit of our weight upon him. God, your perfect father. God, your perfect mother. Put all your weight on him and her and live with an untroubled heart. Amen.